The spearing season on Lake Winnebago and nearby upriver lakes is set for 16 days, but the action stops once the harvest cap of roughly 2,000 fish is met. Ryan Koenigs is the DNR's sturgeon biologist on the Winnebago system. He says that cap may be met quickly.
Most people already know we've had a really cold winter, which is good for making ice. We've actually had, for the most part, drivable conditions for vehicles since shortly after Christmas, early on in January. Right now, reports are 24 to 30 inches of ice throughout most of Lake Winnebago. There still are some pressure cracks that form out here every year just because of how large the lake is. No ice is 100% safe, but these are some of the best ice conditions we've had in recent years.
11,300 licenses have been sold for Lake Winnebago and another 500 for the upriver lakes. But Koenig says many will go home empty-handed. He says there's a long-term success rate of 12 to 13%.
There's people that, defy the odds and have a lot better success than that, but there's also a lot of people that you hear that go out for 15, 20 years before they are lucky enough to get their first fish.
Koenig says spears have been killing very large fish. Statistics go back to the 1930s. He says 8 of the top 11 sized fish have been caught in just the last 4 years. The all-time record is a 212-pound sturgeon killed in 2010. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.